Greetings from the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn. This is Tove Brandt. I'm the curator of exhibitions at the museum. And today I would like to share with you some of the many things that the museum is doing this year in 2012 to celebrate the life and legacy of Jens Jensen. Jens Jensen was a pioneering landscape architect who spent most of his adult career in Chicago. He's really known for starting the Prairie School of Landscape Architecture, much as Frank Lloyd Wright is known for the Prairie School of Architecture in building and structures. Jens Jensen was a Danish immigrant, as his name might suggest, born in Denmark in 1860 and immigrated to the United States in 1884. He originally got started as a worker in the Chicago Park District and helped to shape a lot of the parks that continue to be really landmarks for the city today. He also took many private commissions and so designed the landscapes around many private estates throughout the Midwest. And he became a strong proponent of using native plants, shrubs, and trees in these areas in which they would thrive. He did not really believe in importing either exotic plants or even plants from other parts of the United States, but rather celebrating the native species that were really designed to be and evolved to be in the Midwest. We are mostly celebrating the legacy of Jens Jensen by starting the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. And we'll be beginning the implementation of that and building of that on our 30-acre campus. We certainly hope that you'll all keep track of our progress as we embark on this major transformation of our property in Elkhorn. A lot of that will be a prairie restoration project. We'll be restoring some of the native ecology from both tallgrass prairie to wetland area. And to provide some context for that, we'll also be highlighting Jens Jensen in an exhibition in the museum galleries that will open later in March. Jens Jensen left a lot of his own documents, including a book that he wrote that really gathered together a lot of his philosophy, a lot of his memories, and his own comments about his relationship to the land, to the plants that thrive there, and how he felt that landscape could really shape the environment in which people lived. And I'd like to quote a little bit from that book called Siftings today, in which he describes the landscape of his childhood in Denmark. He describes his Danish home this way. When the first flowers appeared in spring, Father made pilgrimages with his boys to the bluffs towering above the open sea. Can anyone realize what it meant to those who had been shut in for months to be greeted again by the warmth-bringing rays of the sun and the lovely green it brought forth, changing the earth into a new beauty? It was a delight to us boys to have Father relate the story of these ancient bluffs and to find for us the first flowers of spring. Far out in the sea were markings where once the bluffs had held forth against the ravishing sea that from year to year took its toll. This great love for the out-of-doors, for its history and its beauty and its spiritual message, was so woven into the lives of my people that it resulted in many festivals during the year. Spring festivals, sunrise festivals, summer concerts in the forests, campfires dating back to this land's pagan days, and many public meetings were held in the out-of-doors. At a time of year when the woodruff filled the forest with its sweet perfume and the lily of the valley turned up the forest with its bells, we celebrated our spring festival. At sunrise, the orchestra joined with the woodlands in a great spring symphony. This lovely custom attuned one anew to the world about. Some of these festivals had a tang of paganism in their makeup. An outstanding one was Sankt Hans Night. This night has since grown into a national event when the youth of the country gather around great pyres, rejoicing in mirth and seriousness. Their song, "We Want Peace in Our Land," resounds from fjord to fjord. Jens Jensen's book called Siftings was first published in 1939, but it remains a wonderful volume that really encapsulates his ideas of the power of the landscape, of the inspiration of the landscape, and how he felt the role of landscape design and architecture should play a role in creating both urban environments and rural environments. So we'll be exploring a lot about Jens Jensen's legacy. We'll be using his inspiration to create our Prairie Landscape Park at the museum. And we welcome you all to celebrate this legacy with us and learn more about Jens Jensen through the park, through the exhibition, and through many public programs that we will tell you about throughout the year. Please join us in Elkhorn. Thank you.